Now, the University of Fraser Valley's South Asian Studies Institute is teaming up with the Royal BC Museum to preserve more than 3 million historical photos. 3 million, yeah. They were all captured by Indian photojournalist Chandra Vardhan, or Chandra Bodalia. His work documented hundreds of South Asian cultural events, political rallies, parties, even weddings from the 1980s onward. Bodalia died in 2017, and now more than 400 boxes of his work are being digitized and archived. So here to tell us more about what's being planned, we have UFV's director of the South Asian Studies Institute, Satwinder Bains, on the line. Hi there, and a good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gloria. Thank you for having me.
Well, what can you tell us about Chandra Bodalia and his work?
Chandra Bodalia is an amazing man, a prolific photojournalist. Obviously, with 3 million photographs of one person, you can imagine how he spent his time dedicated to the practice and art of photography and journalism at the same time. And he has left behind a huge gift for the South Asian community, an ethnographic story that spans about 30 years. Of BC mostly, and the Lower Mainland, Fraser Valley, all over the island. And he has provided us with a historic record that is probably unmatched in Canadian history.
And why did you choose to digitize and archive these images now?
Well, opportunity, obviously. Sadly enough, Mr. Bodalia died young. His family really wanted something to do with his legacy, both the physical presence of his photographs, but also his storyline. And they approached us to say, you know, what can we do with these with this collection? It was in their garage. And the time was, it took about 2 years, but the time was always, of urgent as well as of importance to us. We are thirsting for this kind of information to be collected. As you can imagine, people have small stories in their backyards or in their communities, but someone who spanned such a long period of time and spanned a huge diversity of South Asian experiences and traditions and culture and history and, as you said, politics. To us, that is the important part of why we are doing the digitization.
What stands out to you from this collection? And again, when you have millions, like literally millions and millions of photographs, that's got to be tough.
It is absolutely very tough. It is not a thing we take lightly. It's a huge burden in a sense and a responsibility to do justice to the photographs and to capture both the stories as well as the photographs and the moments in time. So for me, what stands out is a number of firsts that he captured. Those really are striking to us. Obviously, we've been here over 120 years, but in Canada and BC, but there are still a lot of firsts in our community. And he was there capturing that at the moment. The other is, I think for me, is just the faces of the people that have contributed to Canadian society. We can finally tell that story in a very rich and robust manner, in a way that is evidenced, that is recorded, that we're going to spend the time telling the story about. As you may know, Gloria, a lot of times the history of marginalized groups is anonymous and is not given the kind of depth and breadth of explanation perhaps that other communities may have received. So for us, it's a huge responsibility to capture those stories. We are stymied by not knowing some things, obviously, with that many photographs. We don't know a lot of people. And that's why I said it's a burden for me and for my staff and others who are working on this to really pay attention to the details and to ask, have a crowdsourcing process for people to come in and tell us who is who so we can record it. And rather than, you know, anonymously saying this person was on this date somewhere. And I think that to me is a big responsibility.
Well, sure. Can you give us an example, just a few examples of historic events that he documented?
Yeah, sure I can. As you know, we are coordinating the photographs around themes. And one of the themes that comes up is protest. And I think Canada is a very generous and kind community, but at the same time, we are very peace-loving and we don't want to see conflict. And people in the community who protested against things, their photographs really tell a very telling story about our process of peacekeeping in the world. And one of the photographs that really jumped out at me was our diasporic response to the coups in Fiji. Fiji has a very long history of indentured labor that traveled from India to Fiji in the colonial times. And there is a Canadian connection. Rogers Sugar Rogers was one of the organizational companies that brought indentured laborers into Fiji. So to capture that story and to show how the diaspora in Vancouver protested against the coups and supported the right for voting and democracy and elections. And so that photo just struck a chord in me, because there is not just people that we recognize, but also placards talking about that time and the torment of war and unsettlement that happened. So it's very poignant for me that those stories come up. And then the second photo, the second area we looked at was philanthropy and the idea of contributing to Canadian society. And the Ismaili community in Burnaby and other communities across BC has been at the forefront of raising funds for public causes, for health, for education. And so the partnership walks of the Ismaili community, there's numerous packages of those photographs. And each set of photographs tells a story of that year. Of course, there are hundreds and hundreds of photographs of political rallies and leadership. And even those are really poignant because, you know, we lived through those times, but there may be in the future people who haven't lived through those times. So again, recording those, telling the story and putting faces, names to faces and timelines and historical records is really critically important.
It is a mammoth undertaking, Satwinder. Millions of photographs by Chandra Bodalia and archiving them, giving them context. Thank you so much, and we wish you all the best with the work.
Yes, thank you. It's a behemoth task, but somebody has to do it, and we're happy to do it. Thank you for this.
Good to talk to you. That is Satwinder Bains, the director of the South Asian Studies Institute of the University of the Fraser Valley.